get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
My name is Sabrina Wright, and we're here at Live the Good Life Show. I have a question for you. Are you finally ready? I mean, really finally ready to release any negativity in your thinking? Do you have negativity in your limiting beliefs? And are these both holding you hostage in your own thoughts? Well, today I am very excited, honored, and privileged, and just tickled to be able to introduce to you a gentleman who's made a profound change and difference in my life personally. And he has helped me to let go and move on from negativity in my thoughts and some of my limiting beliefs. Our guest today, let me just tell you a little bit about this gentleman. Our guest today is a behavioral economist, and he has an emphasis in maximizing leadership performance and development. He's worked as a consultant with executives, independent business owners, and anyone who has sought to maximize their results within not only their businesses, but in their lives. As an entrepreneur, he's been a part of multiple startups, helping most of those teams accomplish over $100 million in revenue annually. As a consultant, he's helped turn around some of the nation's largest companies with his strategies in employee and consumer behavior. Yet he has the greatest joy in helping develop executives and individuals reach their full potential in both their professional and personal life. He has an undergraduate degree in behavioral science. His master's is in business administration with an emphasis in behavior and economics. He's trained in neuromarketing, body language, face reading, conscious language, micro-expressions, integrations, and negotiations. All of this in an effort to help people connect with their authentic desires and directions. And again, it is my great pleasure and honor to introduce my guest today, Ryan Daly. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Sabrina. Wow, what an awesome introduction. I should hire you to do that all the time. That is beautiful. Thank you.
I just treasure you so much. We met, 3 years ago?
Yes, I would say 3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago. And each time we come together and each time we talk, I walk away with golden nuggets that are so graciously presented so that I can take a look at what we're going to talk about today, negativity in our thoughts and limiting beliefs. And we really don't realize that. And so I'm excited that we're just going to be able to talk about it today for our listeners. We're going to talk about our conscious and unconscious actions and where they come from, right?
Right.
And so how do we learn about those? Where does that start, Ryan?
Yeah, so that's a great question because we are, Carl Jung, which was a psychologist early in the 20th century, made a really profound statement. He said that until we make the unconscious conscious, we're doomed to be ruled by it. And it's really profound in the sense that as we go through our daily actions and the activities that we take and the choices that we make, most of the actions we take seem to be unconscious. They seem to be habitual. They seem to be driven by frameworks that are developed early in our life. And so if we're a subject or an agent to that develops from the consequences of our actions, and most of our actions are unconscious, mm-hmm. how do we access our unconscious actions, behaviors, and thoughts and change those into the right direction? So that's really powerful. We talked about, as you said, we talked about changing limiting belief systems and things, frameworks in our mind that structure us to move in a particular way. But if there are belief systems and they're in our brain, how do we change the way we think, right? That's
where do we start? Yeah, where do we start?
That's so paradigm to say, like, hey, I've got this foundation of a building. How do I even change it, right? How do I go underground that I can't even see and change the way I think so I can change the way I act? But the beauty of it is as we talk about it today, it'll be so simple that it'll be a little scary how simple it is.
Okay.
But it'll be so profound to how it impacts all of our actions and behaviors that is just as easily as we find ourselves sabotaging parts of our life unconsciously, we'll find ourselves making parts of our life unconsciously. We'll find them growing in grace and ease rather than the struggle and effort. And it's really a profound experience to have. So I guess to start, we would start to just identify the problem and to say, Sabrina, as someone who interacts with a lot of people, have you ever seen someone sabotage their relationship or their career?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And yeah. I've kind of done it myself. So yes, absolutely.
I know. That's one of those things that are common. Either it's our friends or our family. We see them go through life and experience some real struggles. And they sit across from you after they just got fired and they say, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And as a good friend, you pat them on the back and say, I know, it's crazy, right? I don't know what happened either. But as an outside observer, you know exactly what happened. You saw all the actions they took to lead to that outcome. And you kind of dismiss them as not being honest with themselves. But the truth is, they genuinely don't know. Have you ever seen that before?
I have. And you're right. Genuinely, they do not recognize it.
Right. They did actions that produced a very real negative result in their life. But they did it unconsciously. They were not aware either of the consequences or that they were even taking the actions. And as an outside participant, we are blown away. We think that is like, how did you not know that yelling at your boss was going to get you in trouble?
Right.
But it happened. And the scary part of that, Sabrina, is you and I and your listeners are the same people. Things happen in our lives and we look and we're like, that's not fair. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. And what we don't realize is people on the outside are looking on the inside and saying, I know exactly how that happened. You did this and this and this and this. And you just had no idea how that happened. So that is the power of all these unconscious actions that drive where we're going and drive our actions and our outcomes. And the power is in being able to change those and how we do that.
Is there like a cue or a clue that occurs in normal everyday life in a situation where we can see or recognize the catalyst or the trigger, if you will, that's going to get us?
Right. So one of the things that I would recommend, and we'll get into this in a few minutes of how we change our thoughts, but one way to recognize when our unconscious actions are steering us in a negative direction is really just the outcomes. Just to say, did what happened just now or in this circumstance, was this my highest choice? Was this was this my optimal outcome for this situation? And if the answer is no, then you can tell that actions were taken to get you there that sabotaged that outcome. And I'm sure we'll talk shortly about how to make those choices a reality.
You're right. So Ryan, we're going to go for a break. And when we come back, let's answer the question, where do we get started?
Love it.
All right.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. And I just want to give you a little bit of information so that if you want to reach out and you want to continue to have this conversation, you can reach me at my website, the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, or on my public figure page on Facebook, Sabrina A. Wright, or you can shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the clarity call that I'm offering, 60 minutes, and it's free. And we're going to talk about you and what you need some clarity and help on. Back to my guest and this really exciting topic. So, Ryan, where does and how does our brain impact our actions?
Yeah.
What's going on with the brain?
Yeah, so that's absolutely, understanding that helps us apply everything we're about to talk about. So So to oversimplify it, but I think to do it justice, we have two parts in our brain. We've got the frontal lobe, mm-hmm. right, which is where we have all this abstract thought. This is the thought that you relate to as your brain. This is where we think about right, wrong, truth, justice. And it's this little padded cell of thought. We get to think about creative things, have imagination, hopes, and dreams. We get to have preferences and dislikes and all in this padded cell and create this little thought process of who we are and who we choose to be. And then the rest of the brain. So the other 80 to 85% is just this mass of neurons that's entirely unconscious. We're not aware that it's aware, right? It's an unaware, self-aware thing. And what happens is that beats our heart and it moves our lungs and it helps us execute our habits. We can move activity into that. And 90 to 95%, maybe more, is driven by that unconscious part of the brain. And there's no abstract thought. It doesn't comprehend. It doesn't think. It just moves. It's entirely literal. It just acts. So it's all action. It is action where the frontal lobe is thought.
Okay.
What's fascinating is nothing that we think of impacts anything behind.
How is that happening? That's bizarre, almost. That's
crazy interesting, right? Nothing that we're thinking of, but it's designed that way. And it's like a safety cell there because here we get to make choices and then we get to make actions and take choices from these thoughts in this little padded cell. We get to filter those thoughts, right? And we kind of get to play with those thoughts and then filter them out into the world. But without that padded cell, we would think something like, oh, I wonder what it's like to push her out of the car. And we would just push her out, right? That padded cell it's very good. Like, we're going to talk about how to get around the padded cell with choices, but it protects us from doing things unconsciously because when that unconscious portion of the brain picks up, it just acts and it just behaves, right? Mm-hmm. It does those things. And so what happens is we can think good thoughts all day long, but thinking doesn't change sometimes the way the back of our head's wired.
Sure.
The things that do impact this portion through all of the scans that you can do and the CT scans is your physical senses. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Physical reality impacts the rest of your brain. So when I touch something, neurons flare. When I see something, I can get a memory back. When I smell something, I can all of a sudden, like, I remember, oh, I smell the bacon and I remember something, right? It's the aroma, it's the sight, it's the taste. These things impact all of this unconscious neurons. And so what happens is the things that we impact our senses with impact and drive actually 90% of our behavior.
Ooh.
It's so weird, but 90% of our behavior. So there was a philosopher, it's cited as the unknown philosopher. He said, nothing touches the soul, but leaves its impress. And thus, little by little, we are fashioned into the image of all that we have seen, heard, known, and meditated. And therefore, if we learn to live with all that is the fairest and the purest and the best, the love of it all in the very end will become our lives.
Oh, I love that.
And so the things that we surround ourselves with become the inputs to this 90% of the brain who just acts. That's all it does. And so, as the philosopher says, if we surround ourselves with good stuff, then we have good action. So let me give you an example. Do you mind if I tell a story about my wife?
And as long as she doesn't mind.
Oh, she always minds a little bit. So, and I, Sabrina, this is what started me on this process. I was early in my undergraduate studying behavioral science, and we had just left a personality theory class. And I had learned about vision boards and things like that. And as an academic at the time, I'm like, that's interesting. And then very weak, my wife came back from therapy because I'm a wonderful husband. So she definitely needed to see someone. And she came back and she said, hey, my therapist recommended that I do a dream board. And have you ever done one of those before, Sabrina?
I have. They're powerful.
They're powerful.
And they are. And you don't realize it.
That's right. And so what I said as a wonderful academic, typical in that fashion, is, well, I know all about those. You go ahead and do that yourself. See how I distanced myself from actual action there? I said, I know, you go do. And she said, no problem. So she went and she made a vision board, put everything on there that she wanted. And it was this awful neon orange board. It just was so bright. She put it in front of the bathroom in her bedroom. It didn't match anything, which was surprising. And then I, on the other hand, did my goals in my laptop because beep, bop, boop, I'm smart. I'm going to do them in a laptop. And I wrote up my goals in a laptop and I closed the laptop and put it away. And then a year later, I decided to update my goals. It was New Year's. And I pulled out my goals from last year and I noticed I didn't do any of them. I got none of my goals done. I was a goal-oriented person. I accomplished nothing. But then I looked up at the board and realized that I had walked past this vision board every day and I could memorize everything on there. And we had accomplished every single thing on that board.
Oh my gosh.
And I realized my wife had found a way to manipulate me.
Not intentionally.
Maybe.
But I mean, that's powerful. Everything on the board.
And for me, my question was I trying? No, it happened. I took actions and steps to make that happen. I saved up a little for the trip, started planning when the new car would be there. But it seemed like grace and ease. I took actions. I had all this visual stimulus that I saw was impacting, later I would learn, right? Was impacting my unconscious brain that said, we can do that. And just started to drive me in my micro actions in that direction. It was almost as if instead of having headwinds against what I was trying to accomplish, they became tailwinds. All my unconscious actions were ruddering me into that direction.
Wow.
It was profound. It was
wow. Profound. Yes.
And so the way that we can impact our thoughts, as well as the thoughts that we don't know we're having, the ones that are holding us back, the ones where we say, we think in our padded cell, I really would like to achieve that. But every time we push, we don't seem to be getting there because we have most of our actions fighting against us, is impacting our senses. And the most controllable sense that we have is our hearing.
Oh,
because we get to say words and then hear them. And when we hear them, the brain says, oh, I can do that. As long as we say it right.
Okay.
We need to make sure that we're using the right words because we are literal. So what are some of the things, Sabrina, that you experience when you choose to have something in your life? What do you say? How do you interact? How do your friends and your colleagues talk about the items that they'd like to have in their lives?
Well, that's interesting that you ask the question, what do my friends say they would like to have? And you asked me what I choose to have.
Right.
So working with you, I've learned that. For our listeners, though, can you explain the difference between the term, what I'd like to have, and the statement, what I choose to have? How is it that the choose is better than like?
Yes, that's right. Okay. So what I'll do, why don't we do this? I'm going to explain the way you hear things. And then we can talk a minute about what we swap out. So your unconscious brain is literal, which means it will be a 100% literal to what you say. And unfortunately, the English language is babble. It's all confusion. So we say things that we don't actually mean. Say things that take abstract thought to process your frontal lobe. So we don't understand sarcasm in the back of our brain, and it's all literal. So when we say things like, I want something, what we hear ourselves say is, I desire something without fulfillment. And then 90% of our brain says, I can desire something without fulfillment. And then it drives all of our unconscious actions into desiring something without fulfillment. I want a fulfilling relationship. I can make sure you always want a fulfilling relationship. You never will accomplish it, but you always want it.
Wow.
Drives all these things. We get this, I want money. I want satisfaction, happiness, contentment. I want a fulfilling relationship. I want success in my career. And it seems like every step we take, we get pushed back two steps because we're sabotaging ourselves and our actions are putting a headwind against what we are. So the trick is then learning a few things that we can do to swap out our words to align our actions with our choices.
Oh my goodness, Ryan. That is mind-blowing, literally. Literally mind-blowing. And unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now. So when we come back, how do we choose, right? How do we choose the words,
yep,
right? How do we choose the right words to turn our switch on in our brain so right, that we are having fulfilling desires, relationships, successful businesses. So when we come back, tips from Ryan on how do we flip that switch in our brains.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-889. 1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm here with Ryan Daly, and we're talking about releasing those negative thoughts and the negativity that's created your limiting beliefs and how to break through all of that. So, Ryan, before the break, you were telling us about the brain and the words that we say and what our ears hear to activate.
That's right.
Right?
So for all of your listeners, and I just know that there are listeners out there who are hearing the idea that I can say things and change my actions, the way my brain works. And they might be a little skeptical of that. And they may be a little like, well, that sounds too easy to be true. And they may be a little off-puttish, but I challenge one exercise I'd like everyone to do at some point. I'll just describe it and they can go and do it and experience it themselves. I would like them to sit in a room quietly and close their eyes, pay attention to how they feel, and then to repeat three times the words, their money. So they'd say their money.
Their money, okay.
Their money, and then say the words out loud, my money, and my money. And by doing that, they're going to notice, and it's kind of obvious, everyone knows what's going to happen. They're going to feel better when they say my money, mm-hmm. right? And some say, what does that matter? What does that have to do with anything? But feelings don't come from nothing. Feelings are chemical responses. And what happened was, it's a real easy example of something that I say, that I heard, that my unconscious brain dropped a small amount of dopamine into my system to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. I was able to say something to change an unconscious biological response that's very physical, that created a real result in my life. I couldn't think it, but I could say it and make it happen. See, we can't think dopamine to come out because of that padded cell. If we did, we'd walk around all day just in ecstasy, dropping dopamine at a whim, right? But we can say things to impact it. And it has to be the right things. And so the one thing when we teach, this is called conscious language. It means we're very conscious about what we say and what we hear and how we respond to it. So that our unconscious actions can drive to our outcomes. There's a whole science behind this, and I'll credit Robert Tennyson Stevens. He's done a lot of work on this, and you can go into a lot of places. But for me, as a teacher, I teach the things with the biggest return of investment, mm-hmm. right? The things that have the biggest jump, and so I only anchor to three or four things that make huge life-changing impacts in people's lives. And the first one that I would love your listeners to fully understand is that word want. We change the word want in our nomenclature to choose. I don't want money, I choose money. I don't want a fulfilling relationship, I choose a fulfilling relationship. I don't want a diet soda, I choose a diet soda. And that's what happens. We choose those things. And if there are choices, then we use that word. And when our brain hears choose instead of want, it says, I can do that. That's what we choose. We can do that. And it's the smallest thing to sit and to make a list of our highest choices and then to just say them out loud. I choose this. I choose this. I choose this. To put it visually somewhere in our lives, either on a dream board so our physical sense, our visual senses can see it. I have clients who write them on the mirror. An Expo marker, they'll write them. So every time they get ready or they shave or they put on the makeup, they see their outcomes. I choose, and they write their choices. And it's fascinating to watch them, even in the peripheral of your life, being seen every day, saying them on a regular basis, how easy it is to suddenly start to achieve those things. Suddenly, we start to see shifts in our lives. That we said, I mean, I know I'm performing actions that drive those choices, but now it seems easier. Now it seems I'm having lucky moments pop up, right? And it's Thomas Jefferson who said, I have found that the person who works the hardest has the greatest luck, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to have those moments when people come to you and they're like, you're so lucky. And you're like, well, I'm not lucky. I'm just aligned. Taking my unconscious actions and align them with my highest choices. And I don't sabotage myself with my words. And so the one thing that I would counsel all of your listeners is immediately remove the word want from your vocabulary and change it with choose. And it takes some exercise and it sounds funny sometimes, but it works. It works so well.
And you're right. It does take some work to make that change. And for me, I had to put that list on the bathroom mirror and I had to stop doing whatever I was doing in getting ready for the morning, brushing my teeth, whatever, washing my face at night. But I had to stop and I read out loud every single thing that I am choosing in my life. Right. And I can't even say that, you know, it took a week and it was like, oh yeah, I know what this is. For everybody, it's going to be different. Some people could do it like if you say it 10 times a day for 10 days in a row, it's going to automatically come. But you're right. Put it where you can see it. List it all out. That's brilliant. That was a great exercise that you gave me personally.
There's one thing I'll add to that, Sabrina. There was a philosopher a couple centuries BC that said, we're agents unto ourselves to act and not to be acted upon. And which really translates into we're individuals to choose and not to be acted upon, right? We have this sense of choice and agency that no other animal on the entire planet has. Mm-hmm. Everything else is instinctual. We have the ability to choose. And instead, common society allows us to just be acted upon by others' choices, right? And so sure. We're empowered with the ability to choose. It's powerful.
You also talk about changing or replacing goals, the term goals, and moving toward goals.
Yes, the second thing that I remove is the word goals, because it's the next easiest one. And we don't have goals, because goals are things we hope happen. We have outcomes. Our outcome is this. This is what's going to happen. This is the outcome we're driving towards. And even in my professional life, I set up meetings. I never start the meeting with, hey, the goal of this meeting is to resolve. No, the outcome of this meeting is this. And what's fascinating is your brain works in a very deliberate way that when you say outcome, your next thoughts are very different. They're very, very different. In fact, when you say my outcome is this, the next thoughts that you have are actually driving you towards that outcome. It's fascinating.
Ooh.
everyone else is out. Everyone else's brain works the same way. So when I'm in a room full of people and I say, the outcome of this session is that we have a solution for this, everyone else starts thinking in a very deliberate way of driving towards that outcome rather than hoping that the outcome happens, that it just magically appears. And so when we drive our profession, our professionals in very deliberate ways, I remove goals, we go right to outcomes. And it's amazing how to watch teams and families. Mm-hmm. Our outcome in this family is this. We get very intentional about the words we choose and how suddenly everyone aligns right into that outcome and they start to drive it. It's just absolutely fulfilling. So we remove want and we replace it with choose, and we have our outcome. So my dream board is actually my outcome board. I write outcome and then I fill out my choices on my outcome board, and I replace that at about every 6 months. And it's not because, I'll be honest, it's not because I time that out. It's because most of them get accomplished in 6 months. I'll set outcomes that I think will take 2 years and they go fast. Wow. It's fascinating.
Oh, now, so for your board, is it mostly words or is it words and pictures?
Mostly words for me, but a lot of people are picture oriented, so they do pictures. I have a whiteboard and I have my outcomes off to the corner of it, and they're in front of my face. In fact, it's right across the room there, and I see it every day. Whether I study it or not, it's in my peripheral every day.
Perfect. Wow, those are so actionable and simple. Now, there's a difference between simple and easy. And sometimes when I'm talking to people, I have to explain that.
That's right.
So that we all start at a common place. These are simple actions to take that will give you big, impactful results.
Surprisingly impactful results. Mm-hmm. Deceptively impactful, because they're so small inputs. Mm-hmm. That blow everything up.
Wow. Ryan, this is just fantastic. We're going to have to go on a break one more time. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a positive thought that everyone can think on and move through the obstacles that are preventing them from taking action.
Love it.
That build on top of these two simple word changes. So when we come back after this break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show. And I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. If you want to continue this conversation, if you want to find out more on how you can choose to change your life from that of inactivity to major activity, reach out and let's connect. Let's start a clarity call, 60-minute free clarity call, and you can register for that on my website, The Wright, WRIGHTBalance.com. Or reach out on my Facebook public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright, or shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And we're back with my guest, Ryan Daly. Ryan,
yes.
This has been so incredible and so exciting because you broke it down so simply on how everything between our ears works and how to activate it. If in this last segment, if you would leave the listeners with some really, I want you to leave them with so many things, but what would you, other than the exercise of changing want to choose and changing goals to outcomes, I would recommend that they do just what you did, and that was that you create your vision dream board, whatever you want to call it, your outcome board, and that you do start to change your vocabulary. Once they're practicing those things, what's next? Where to? What could they see?
So I actually would challenge Sabrina for them to do those things. And I that's exactly what you started. But there is one thing I've learned, and it's when I teach this or other principles or even in business, we are ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And what that means is we're in a society where we seek knowledge and we seek truth, but then we never really apply it. And so the real lesson isn't so much what you do after those things, it's being disciplined enough to sit down tonight and to actually make a list of the choices you have in your life. Make a list of the highest choices, the highest outcomes that you would like to see in your life, and be as limited as you currently are. So most people, when they start this, they find themselves making short lists of my highest choice is to pay the bills this month. My highest choice is, and they get very limited in their potential, right? That's okay. That's absolutely okay to start. For me, the fact that you start is where you start to see the impact of this in your life. And then you start to expand it. It's not so much that the behavior changes. It's that suddenly your outcomes become bigger and they become larger and they go from paying the bills to paying off the house. That was my first, that was the first big one. The first one was a book. I am a book collector. And our first one was, my highest choice is I find this first edition of this particular book. That's how it started, because I was testing it and I was learning it and I found it in like 3 months. And it's a book that takes people decades if they never find it at all, if they ever find it at all. So I thought that was a real, real weird coincidence, but let's try this out. And my highest choice was to pay off my house by the time I was 30. And I wrote that up on the board and that became the big one. But what happened was I started to learn and do more and more, and I was able to accomplish that. And that was something that growing up in an impoverished family, that was important for me, whether it's right or wrong to pay off a house because of finances, I don't know. But for me, it was important. It was authentic to myself. And so suddenly it opens up huge opportunities. So I wouldn't say that you go on to the next thing. I would say you master that act of making a list, being intentional about what that is, and knowing that those highest choices are actually going to impact your life meaningfully. Put them somewhere that you can see them, say them verbally a couple of times and regularly focus on it, say. But you don't have to do it every day. You could do it every day. Just make sure you see it somewhere. One trick that people will do is they'll write it on their phone and they'll make it their screensaver. So every time they go to open their phone, they just see it, their highest choices. And then my challenge isn't to do more after that. My challenge is to think bigger. Ooh. You have so much potential as a human being with choice. And in a world where no one is making a choice but you, and there are few of us and far between, our potential to choose our highest outcomes and to have bigger outcomes and grander outcomes, whether it's in our family life, our personal life, financially, our spiritual life, we're living well below our potential and our needs. So think bigger. That's what I would say. But test it first, prove it, and then hold fast to it. Write the list, test it, say it a couple times, do some easy ones, right? Do some easy ones, you think. And you'll notice, oh, that was a coincidence. That's an interesting coincidence. I did this exercise and suddenly it happened. And it didn't happen out of nothing. I did things to make it happen. Interesting. And then try something bigger, and then try something bigger. And then you get to this point where you're putting up six figures on the board, or you're putting something else up. And you're like, I don't know how this is happening, but I know I'm doing it and I am doing work. It's not coming out of nothing. I am doing work, but it doesn't feel nearly as hard as it used to. Because now you're aligned. Now your unconscious brain says, I know what we're trying to do and I can help you do that. Instead of, what do you want? I can make sure you want. I love it. You just try to themselves and think bigger.
Incredible. You touch my heart every time we talk. And I can't thank you enough for your insight, for your encouragement, for your counsel, and for the man that you are. And I want to thank you so much for being on our show today. So folks, this is Sabrina Wright with Live the Good Life Show. Reach out. Let's continue the conversation. TheRightBalance.com is the website. Sabrina A. Wright is the public figure page on Facebook. And you can always text me, 360-624-1585. Until next time, Ryan, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.